from the cover. Black China. Africa's first superpower is coming sooner than you think, by Sam Hill. It's midnight in a medieval palace in the oldest city in West Africa, Kano, Nigeria. 1,000 years ago, this was one of the richest cities in the world, the terminus of the cross-Saharan trade that brought salt to exchange for slaves, gold, and ivory. The palace has 5-foot-thick walls, floor-to-ceiling bookshelves, stone pathways, and ornate mosaic domes. On the walls are large color photographs of a serious-looking man wearing a white turban with a veil across the bottom of his face. The two tails of the ceremonial knot that hold the veil in place look like bunny ears. The man is Mahamudu Sanzu II, the 14th emir of Kano, the second most important religious position in Nigeria. I watch as his assistant crawls across the carpet on his hands and knees, bowing his head to the floor. He hands my business card up to the emir, then crawls away backward. Sansuza motions me to sit. I'm here to find out what the future holds for Nigeria. I've been told the emir is one of the 3 or 4 people who may know the answer. It's an important question, and not just for Nigerians. In 30 years, Nigeria will be, by population, larger than the United States. By the end of the century, it will be the 3rd largest nation in the world, behind India and China, and the most densely populated large country, with more people per square mile than even India. It will have more Muslims than any other country in the world, and more Christians. And if it can get its socio-economic act together, it may also be the continent's first superpower. It's got a tremendous number of advantages that should help it do that. Resources, scale, talent, work ethic, and a democratic government. But it has an equally long list of challenges.